You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. It is 10:36, actually, excuse me. And Marie Mott is here. We always get an update every month with the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. And you brought some friends with you today. We're going to talk with, you said, Community Health of Northwest Florida. And so are y'all partners in something going on, or are we just going to talk some COVID updates too?
I think our big focus is going to be COVID. I do want to talk a little bit about Fred, too.
Fred, yep.
Maybe before we get into COVID, and then if we have some time at the end, we'll maybe dig into that a little bit more. But yes, Chandra Smiley from Community Health Northwest Florida is with us today. I'm so excited that you could be here, Chandra. We just really have been trying to partner in a lot of ways with a lot of healthcare leaders in the community to help, reduce COVID in the community. But first, I'm going to turn it over to Christine Freer, my PIO. She's going to talk just a little bit about Fred, our friend Fred.
Yeah, so we wanted to be sure to cover preparedness during our pep talk today. So we are right in the middle of hurricane season, which, of course, runs from June 1st through November 30th. And we wanted to make listeners aware that the tropics are becoming more active. So historically, September and October are often our most active months of the Atlantic hurricane season. And of course, we have Tropical Storm Fred just southeast of the Dominican Republic right now. So it reminds us that now is a good time to prepare and review your personal emergency plans. So with any hurricanes or tropical storms that can cause high winds, flooding, heavy rain, and storm surges. And so even if there is a limited risk of landfall, it's important to be prepared and plan ahead to ensure your family's safe. So what can we do to prepare? So the best way to cope with a disaster is to have a plan. Following an emergency or a disaster, you may lose access to basic services such as power and water. And you also may be subject to limited or no access of basic needs like food or medication. So the Florida Department of Emergency Management provides an interactive online tool. It's called Get a Plan, and that helps families and businesses stay prepared. And this, the Get a Plan tool allows you to answer a series of questions and create a plan that's customized to you, because of course it's going to be individual based on your family or individual needs. And that website is floridadisaster.org. And then you can find the Get a Plan tool there. So that's kind of a good place to start. Another thing you could do to prepare is to make a kit. So as we're watching for upcoming storms and, we see Fred that's kind of coming towards us, we try to think about what we need to have in hand to be prepared. So the Florida Division of Emergency Management recommends that you have enough supplies to last you and your family a minimum of 7 days. And so again, each individual or family disaster supply kit differs based on your personal needs, but just kind of a review of some basic items. So of course, water, food, having non-perishable packaged or canned food and juices available, cooking supplies, a manual can opener, cooking tools and paper plates, things like that, flashlight with extra batteries, pillows, blankets, or sleeping bag. Of course, a first aid kit, any other prescription medications or other medicines that you need, a battery-operated radio to stay in touch in case of power outages and things like that, toiletries, of course, cleaning supplies, cash, important documents, and this is especially important to have a waterproof container so those documents don't get damaged, or save those electronically. And pet care items to consider as well. If you have a pet, make sure you have enough food and water for them, any medications that they're on. And then also a picture of you guys, of you and your pet together, so that you could confirm, validate ownership in the event that your pet gets lost in the storm. So that's just kind of an overview of things to get prepared for. Of course, there are several resources available in our community. Some of the websites that have a wealth of information are ready.gov, floridadisaster.org. Of course, Escambia County has a great list of resources, myescambia.com, weather.gov, and then our website as well, healthyescambia.com. So that's just kind of an overview.
No, that's excellent information.
Yeah, and just to kind of jump in and reinforce, you know, if you have medications or you're caring for somebody that has medications, and today is Wednesday, and if Fred could impact us as early as the weekend, so we're you know, 2 to 3 business days out, if you need prescriptions refilled because they're coming up on a refill, or they might come up for refill next week, now's the time to reach out to your doctor and pharmacy and get that taken care of. If you have an infant that has any type of special needs, or if they are using infant formula, now's the time to make sure you have those types of supplies and water and things like that on hand as well. So just be thinking ahead as to, you know, what you might run out of early next week if something were to impact our area, and get that get that taken care of now. So and if we have time at the end, we may come back to this topic, and I'm certainly probably going to be talking about it next month. It's National Preparedness Month, but I do want to spend some time talking about COVID and COVID vaccinations in our community, and brought Chandra Smiley in from Community Health to help with this, because we have an important message. And so I think I'll let you kind of take the mic, Chandra.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Marie, for inviting me to join you today. Marie, along with our hospital leaders, county commission, and city elected officials, we've been working together probably about a year and a half now, addressing COVID in our community. Last year, we were standing together in alignment on education around masking and social distancing, offering testing, and making sure that testing was available and accessible to the members in our community. And then today, as we look at another surge with the Delta variant, we come back together again in education or re-education around masking and social distancing. But today we have another weapon in our arsenal to combat this, and that's vaccines. And so standing together to reemphasize the importance of vaccinations, and also working together to make sure that vaccines are also available and accessible for anyone who wants to receive a vaccine. So there's 3 vaccines available. We have the Moderna vaccine, which is 2 shots. We have the Pfizer vaccine, which is also 2 shots. The Pfizer is the only one that is approved for 12 and up. And then we have the Johnson & Johnson, which is what folks commonly call the one and done. Today, you know, as we start, school starts today in Escambia County, and we see that the numbers are rising in our positivity rates. I was sharing with Marie earlier, we ran some data on the last 2 weeks of testing for our children 18 and under in our clinics. We did about 309 tests, and 70 were positive. So we're at about a 23% positive rate with our pediatric patients for the last 2 weeks. So we'll be looking at that as school gets started to see how that might trend in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and that's going to be, I think, a lot of people's concerns right now is the children, because many of them are too young to get vaccinated. So things that we can do to help prevent the spread to our children or with our children, or, you know, besides getting those who are eligible to be vaccinated is masking and hand washing, and generally avoiding unnecessary crowded situations, I think, is another just generally good practice. So that doesn't mean we can't leave our homes, but I think it means that, you know, be very judicious about your situation and where you're going and what the situation there is going to be, and put things and to implement things that you can use to prevent the spread of disease. So you want to talk a little bit about y'all's vaccination clinic at Community Health, and then we'll talk about ours at the health department.
Yeah, so. Sure. So every we have stood up a vaccination clinic on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at the Brownsville Community Center, and that's at located on DeSoto Street from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We are offering the Moderna, which is a two-shot, and the Johnson & Johnson, which is the one. We also, this week, we have, starting tomorrow, at our 12th Avenue Pediatric Clinic, located at 2510 North 12th Street, from 3 to 5 p.m., we'll be offering the Pfizer and then the Johnson & Johnson. Friday, we'll be at Airport Pediatrics at 5868 Creek Station Road, again from 3 to 5, offering Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. And then this Saturday, the 14th, we'll be at Dixon School of Art and Sciences from 9 to 11, offering the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson. So we just ask that if you're interested and would like to schedule an appointment for one of these clinics, feel free to call 850-439-3358.
Okay. Okay, excellent. So you do encourage appointments for all of those clinics.
We do. Now, at the Brownsville, feel free to walk in. I was there earlier and was pleased to see we had a good number of people filling out the consent forms and waiting during their observation period. So Brownsville is open, no appointment needed. But at the pediatric clinics, we do ask for appointment just to make sure we can appropriately socially distance people while they wait.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. And we're doing vaccine clinic at the health department as well. We run Monday through Friday, 8 to 3:30. Thank you, Christine. Mm-hmm. So 8 to 3:30, and that is walk-in. So you don't have to have an appointment anymore. We were doing appointments, I think, for a while. We're doing optional appointments and walk-ins, but right now everybody can just walk in anytime between 8 and 3:30. We have all three varieties of vaccine there. So the Pfizer for 12 and up, and if you're coming for your school shots, we can accommodate the Pfizer, you know, that kind of vaccine after you get your school shots. We do like for people to have an appointment for school shots. So that can be done by calling our appointment line, 850-595-6554. But then if you decide you want COVID vaccine, we just walk you down to the COVID vaccine rooms and take it away from there. So it's a kind of a one-stop shop for that. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are also available, and we have all three of those vaccines every day, Monday through Friday. So, and just a reminder, you know, if you can't make it to one of the community health sites or you can't make it into the health department because maybe it's the weekend, and that's the only time you can go just about any commercial pharmacy, urgent care center. A lot of places are offering vaccine, and sometimes there's no appointment, no wait. You can be doing your grocery shopping in Walmart and pop on over to the pharmacy and get a vaccine and get it taken care of. So we really do want to just encourage anybody that has not been vaccinated that is eligible to get vaccinated. It's the most effective way to protect yourself from COVID-19. It's the most effective way to protect other people from COVID-19, because the more people that get vaccinated, the less it spreads in our community. And that's kind of a really important takeaway. A lot of people think about protecting themselves with the vaccine and they're not going to get sick, and that's great, but I don't think we realize the extent to which it protects other people. And I mean, Jenna, for example, I know we talked in past shows that our kids are the same age, so then your kids are too young to get vaccinated. So when other people get vaccinated, it protects your kids as well. So it's important. So
absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask a question, and somebody wanted to know, do you have all the list of the sites for vaccinations on Community Health of Northwest Florida website, or do you guys have just a common ground everybody goes to find the vaccination sites?
So there are vaccine locators. You can actually go on the health department's website. It'll link you to a vaccine locator, myescambia.com, the city of Pensacola. We each week will do a PSA to release where we'll be doing vaccines for the next week. I can tell you we already have plans for next week to be in Milton as well as in Cantonment.
Okay, so there's going to be plenty of places where people can go that are closer to them. Because I think also sometimes people who live a little bit further out are less likely to make that drive. And but I understand. Yeah. So we want to just make sure that everybody is able to access it who is going to get a vaccine. It is 10:50 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. So Chandra Smiley, she's with the Community Health of Northwest Florida, as well as Marie Mott. So we're talking COVID in our community, and do we have anything else that we want to cover when it comes to COVID? I did talk a little bit earlier. If you were listening at all, we had Brad Baker, who's the Public Safety Director in Santa Rosa County. We were talking about COVID in schools and proper hygiene. Please remember washing your hands for 30 seconds. You know, it's we have a friend who is in the hospital right now, fully vaccinated, was doing all the right things, but stopped practicing proper hygiene and washing hands and taking care of themselves, and they are having a very hard time. And so keeping in mind that your proper hygiene and being cleanly as well is a huge factor in your health too. And so is there any reminders for people, especially with kids going back to school? Don't be a nose picker. I don't know.
I mean, I think hand washing is really probably a very big key. And it's not just for COVID prevention. It's for preventing a lot of yucky things, right? Jenna's making some faces.
I know, because you always tell me what you can catch, and it grosses me out.
So, anyhow, you know, from flus and other respiratory illnesses to GI illnesses that nobody wants to have, you know, that's always everybody's least favorite kind of way to be sick is mm-hmm. GI. And hand washing prevents so many of those things. So, you know, wash your hands before you eat. Wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. Wash your hands after you come out of the bathroom and before you eat, because you don't know if the person that left the bathroom ahead of you didn't and touched the door
right.
handle, you know. So
I was saying, you know what, actually, now that you're here, is there a way that we can, like, make, I don't know, like a lobbying group to lobby for those foot puller things in all of the doors of every public area? You know what I'm talking about?
Like, I've seen a lot of those installed since the pandemic started.
I know.
Really,
I feel like it should now just be like in there, you know, when they go through that checklist and they get approved and they go through inspection, that should just be
part of the code.
Is that okay. Too much to ask for, Chandra?
I don't know. We can certainly try.
I'm just saying too, and with the kids actually love it, because they are like, oh hey, look, I can use my heel and pull the door out, and we make it into like a Mission Impossible type of thing when we're out in public. Let's eliminate as much contact and touchy. And you do a reminder with kids. But sometimes I see adults and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Yeah. And your phones too. I think we've talked about your phones too, and keeping
some of those frequently touched surfaces clean. That's another good tip.
Yeah.
Staying home when you are sick. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you have COVID or don't have COVID. You got a negative test, but you're still sick and running a fever. Please stay home. And keep that to yourself as much as possible. So
yes, and contact, you know, if people you've been around, let them know that you're not feeling well too, just so they can take extra care, drink their water, and take the vitamin C, maybe eliminate their contact, because you should do that in general when it comes to flu or cold. Or hey, as moms, right, you go and you have a play date, and then one kid is like the next day, he has a fever, and this is pre-COVID. You kind of do that text that, oh man, I got to make that call. It hurts. It hurts because you're embarrassed. Plus, you don't want them to think that they caught it from their kid, but you want to let the group know. Mm-hmm. That's what my parents did when we all caught chickenpox.
That's contact tracing.
I mean, yes.
That is your contribution to public health is making that call. So yes, please let other people know.
And keep kids home when they're not feeling well too. It's hard on our wallets. I'm not gonna lie, it's hard on us. But you know, making that extra call too, and just keeping everybody. We want everybody healthy and safe, and we don't want to be like, you know, walking around with Lysol wipes tied to our hands forever. Of course. But we want to be mindful and be prepared in that sense. So when you educate yourself on different things and have proper hygiene and all those other areas, then it makes everything just kind of flow a little bit smoother. Just like being prepared with hurricanes coming, just like Fred, which is still, I'm never going to get over that's the name that finally is like, hello, I'm still here. It's still hurricane season. Being prepared and properly educated helps a ton.
So yeah, so I think we want to make sure we get, you know, information access out there before we run out of time. So Chandra mentioned the Florida Health website where you can find vaccine information. There is a vaccine locator and a testing locator on the Florida Health COVID-19 website. So that is floridahealthcovid19.gov. And there's a button there for each of those two location devices, as well as the weekly report that comes out every Friday. So that's information there. There's also a lot of resources up at the top. I think there's a little tab or button that says resources, and there's some educational materials there that if you have questions, that you might find something that will answer your question there. So those are all helpful. Our website is escambiahealth.com, and community health is healthcarewithinreach.org. So they have a pretty robust website as well. I think Chandra mentioned Escambia County's website, myescambia.com. They have a banner at the very top of their website that has links to different bits of information as well.
Oh, yeah. So I put the link for our podcast. So, yeah, floridahealthcovid19.gov/vaccines. You can get the entire list of locations and updates and everything. I do have a question coming in specifically for Friday, for where locations for vaccines and what times.
So Friday it is at Airport Pediatrics, and that address is 5868 Creek Station Road from 3 to 5 p.m. And it's the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. And again, the number, our COVID call center number, is 850-439-3358. Jenna, we have locations throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa County. It's about 17. So we would be bringing vaccine clinics throughout all of our clinics in the next coming weeks. So again, just call that number, and they'd be able to tell you when the next clinics are beyond this week.
Absolutely. And I'm going to put that number on the podcast as well. So look for that here in about 10 minutes. That'll be up on our newsradio923.com website. Look for podcast under the Pensacola Expert Panel. And also when people text in, what's that number? I love to just text them directly because then they see it on their text and they can just click and call and make that appointment with y'all. So I didn't mean to rhyme, but I did it. So anything else? We have about a minute and a half left. Anything else that we really want to touch on before we wrap up today?
Yeah, just to reiterate, back-to-school shot appointments, 850-595-6554. And are y'all doing back-to-school shots?
Yes. Call our main number, 436-4630. Or if you're already established as a patient, then the specific clinic numbers. You can go on our website, find a location, find a doctor. All that information is there.
And then, Christine, what were those links for preparedness?
Yes, there are several resources available. So for preparedness, ready.gov, floridadisaster.org, myescambia.com, weather.gov, and then escambiahealth.com. Lots of resources available in our area for hurricane preparedness.
Yeah, we have a plethora, and that helps a ton because, like we mentioned before, COVID can kind of take the front seat, and we're focusing on that. And meanwhile, Fred's like lurking from behind. So we have to be prepared in every area. And if, you know, you lose water or whatever, make sure you have that hand sanitizer too on hand. There's a ton everywhere now, and there's a ton of legit ones, I will say too.
but please, that the vaccine is an incredibly effective tool. And if you haven't gotten it, please get it. And please encourage lovingly and gently your friends and family who are eligible to get vaccinated.
Thank you, Marie, so much. Appreciate you, Chandra.
Thank you.
And, of course, Christine, you as well. Thank you for that hurricane update. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. I will see y'all next month.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Tomorrow morning, we have a packed show for you. We're going to talk a little bit about the homeless issue as well as we will have Climatech join us. So tune in. We'll talk to you then.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.